Well, again, I managed to get through the barriers at the border of Beverly-Salem. I got past the tanks and the barbed wire, and I've made it into Salem. And I'm at the office now of Kate Fox, who is the executive director of Destination Salem, and she's shooing me out here as we try to do. No, I'm kidding. Kate, thank you for letting me back in here. But we joke about this, but it's a very serious matter in terms of October in Salem, where you want so many people ordinarily to come to town, but it's not a good thing to do right now.
It's not. We are in the middle of a global pandemic, and there are a lot of public health concerns around gatherings. We do have a public mask or a public order requiring the wearing of masks downtown, indoors and outdoors, and we've had great compliance, which that helps me sleep at night, but we've had huge crowds and really concerning levels of people, especially on Saturdays and Sundays.
So you're talking now in October, people coming in?
I am. So that's we've seen a crescendo since August on the weekends, and Labor Day is when we all sort of took a step back and said, wow, there are a lot more people traveling than we expected during COVID, and we need to work with the business community to mitigate risk and stop the spread of the virus.
Well, people want to get out. I know that. And as I was talking with the mayor, you have a lot of restaurants now that have the outdoor dining, which is conducive to, I guess, local folk and some people coming in.
Yeah, we have more than 50 restaurants that are taking advantage of outdoor dining, expanded seating and outdoor dining, and it's been a real win for everybody. And we will continue to have that after October. And so it keeps Salem a culinary destination and a great reason to come into town. And all of the businesses, restaurants, retail, museums, attractions, they're all doing a great job following the public health guidelines.
Online, Destination Salem has a number of, you will have all the activities ordinarily, and they're either canceled or they're remote, but people still can go to Destination Salem and find out what is available remotely or otherwise?
Absolutely. Our websites are salem.org and hauntedhappenings.org, and all the information is there, and we have a new app, so I encourage people to download the free Destination Salem app, which has all the contents of a visitor's guide or a brochure right there in your own phone.
Okay. And so I'll be able to get back in here sometime in November. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. So, you know, midweek visits are great right now, but the October weekends for the last 2 weeks of the month, we're really discouraging people from coming in. It's just too crowded, and we don't have enough for people to do.
You know, I didn't realize, because I remember before October started, I think I talked to you on the phone, and at that time, we were optimistic that people could come in and do certain things for October. But you're saying this is pretty much a crisis mode right now, and you really don't want people coming in on the weekend.
We are discouraging travel to Salem on the weekends. If you are coming, if you have to do it, make your reservations and buy tickets in advance. A lot of the museums and attractions have gone to reservations or advance ticket policies, including the Peabody Essex Museum, the Salem Witch Museum, the House of the Seven Gables, the Witch House. If you don't have tickets, you're not getting in.
Okay.
All the walking tours are capped by the state at 10 people per tour. They are sold out for the month of October.
Oh, wow.
But they have availability in November, so we think November is a great time to come visit.
And probably the same for restaurants, call ahead?
Absolutely. If they're taking reservations, book a reservation. On the weekends, we're seeing waits of an hour to 2 hours to get into restaurants.
Strange times, Kate, but thank you very much.
Thank you for coming by.
Kate Fox, Destination Salem's Executive Director. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.